How do you feel you've been playing recently, last 2 weeks? Do you feel like you're playing at the top of your game right now? Or?
Yeah, I feel good. Obviously, getting more ice time, so it obviously helps. Kind of all the time, you're kind of in the rhythm, so it's easier to play. And obviously, playing with those two, it's pretty easy. And just try to read what they're doing, and just try to bring something I can do to the table, and hopefully make those two even better.
How have you handled kind of the ups and downs of the season? I mean, you go through a full drought and you score a bunch. How have you kind of handled the waves of the season?
Just work hard. I think that's kind of the key. There's always going to be times when you're not scoring, but still, that's not the whole game. There's still 17 minutes you need to play pretty much without the puck. So there's obviously those small things that we need to do well as a team, and that everybody in this locker room appreciates. So we just gotta do those things when you're not scoring, and well, you gotta do that all the time. It doesn't matter if you're scoring or not. And but those are the important things we need to do.
Patrick, is Blake turning into the finisher on your line, and you're the setup man now? Is that how that's working?
I guess. Yeah, he's been hot lately, and that's awesome. He wasn't scoring too many goals earlier this season, so it's awesome to see him getting rewarded on that section as well. And it's fun to get a couple assists every now and then. Yeah, we'll see what happens tomorrow. But I think he's been really, really hot and really dangerous in those scoring opportunities.
What's made the line so effective the last couple of weeks, Patrick?
Well, I think there's just three good players in that line, and I think we've been able to produce some quality scoring chances, and I think we've been playing pretty solid every game. Obviously scored a couple goals as well. That's obviously something we need to do as a line, but I think overall I think we've been playing pretty solid together, and just try to still build some more chemistry with those two, and obviously they have a lot of chemistry between those two, but just try to fit in.
To that part of the, I mean, they like to cycle down low and have those extended shifts. I mean, what's it like to sort of fill in on that part of it as well? I mean, this is something that wasn't necessarily going on with your line previously.
Yeah, just try to get adjusted. It's, like you said, a little bit different than I've used to, and, well, we didn't produce that much ozone time before, so it's kind of new. But just try to learn every game, and try to watch a lot of video. What can I do better, and where should I be, and that kind of stuff. And always try to learn.
Patrick, Alex Ovechkin up to 46 goals and leading the league once again, 1 point away from 1,200. What do you make of the season that he's having here? Another year older, but not slowing down, it would seem.
No, I think he's just speeding up. It's awesome to see that one of my biggest idols is doing that well, and hopefully he's not gonna do that well tomorrow. But yeah, it's been fun to watch, and obviously 46 goals already. That's pretty incredible. And but yeah, I think he's probably gonna get another 50 goal season again.
Paul was talking about how like Alex kind of figured out kind of elements of his game outside of scoring, that you kind of, that's kind of crept into your game, where you figured out the stuff away from the puck. When did you come to that appreciation, and kind of how is that process going in your head of kind of knowing you're counted on to produce but also do so many other things away from the puck?
Yeah, I think just always learning through experiences, especially those times when you're not scoring, you're kind of like puck is not going into net, and that's kind of what I do best. So it's always tough, but then you start thinking about all the other things more, and what can I do better, and how can I get more like chances, even though I'm playing still good defense. And I think playing good defense, that's gonna win you championships. I know that you can win a lot of games by good offense, but in the long run, you're gonna win more with good defense, and that's kind of my my mindset been as well, just to obviously try to improve my offensive skills, and then at the same time to play good defense, because that's kind of our specialty in this room, and that's the way we're gonna win something.
As a younger guy, and I know you looked up to him. I'm just joking about it, but are you amazed by Obi's consistency and how he's produced every year? His 10, 45 goal season is going to be 850 goals if he gets there. And can you learn anything from that? Because they've been able to do that for so long.
Yeah, I think he's been pretty solid every year. Obviously, there's some more quiet years. Like my first year, he didn't score like 34 or something like that. But I think overall, he's been scoring every year, a lot of goals, and putting up a lot of points, so I think there's a lot that I can probably learn. But it's still, I think we're still two different players. Everybody's unique. Everybody has their own skills that they're really good at, and I think our comparison is we have good shots and like to score goals, and but I think we're still two different players.
Have you enjoyed the responsibility of being on that top line and seeing the top D pairings and the top checkers and all those sorts of things that you've been doing the last couple of weeks here too?
Yeah, I think it's always a challenge every night to play against the other team's best defensemen and obviously their top lines. So it's a challenge every night, and it's awesome that I got that chance to show that I can play against the best players in the other team, and they have. And I think we've done a pretty good job with it. Obviously, there's bad nights and there's good nights, but I think overall we've had more of those good nights.
And then just one last quick one, Patrick. 2-1 on the road trip, chance to obviously finish it out strong here tomorrow's. What are you looking from your team after that big win last night?
Well, it's just try to kind of play the same way. I think it's going to be a similar game, but just against a better team. Obviously, they have a lot of skill up front, and just an overall solid team. And obviously, they're rolling now. They're really hot, so it's going to be a tough game. But just got to play well. Got to play our game for 60, and hopefully finish this road trip with a win.